Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Marvin Gaye bringing us back. That's a cover of a of Gladys Knight and the Pips song. Yeah, she made that before he did. Pretty good job, but I think his is the best. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend David Rolander. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and find it whatever you got going on in your business these days. We got something you can find there that will help you. Just look it up in the categories if that's what's going on in your life, or just go check out what we're doing today. The CEO Code is David's book, and we're talking about how to become a better CEO. Attitude, skills, results. Is that right, David?
Attitude, activity, skills, and
results. Attitude, activity, skills, results. All right. So we talked about attitude a minute ago. Let's talk about activity.
Well, activity is what you do. Activity is what you do. That's why there's a whole chapter or a whole section of the book about execution. Execution and what you do is what's so very, very, very important. You know, it's very, very busy, busy, busy. So many people are busy, 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 but what is it that they're doing, and how does it really relate to what has to be done? So many times, like in sales, I remember when I was at Merrill Lynch, there was a fellow that was very sharp, looked good, you know, dressed to the nines, very prim and proper. His desk was neat, everything was cool, and he sat there and organized his files and never picked up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He never got out there and pressed the flesh, and so Merrill Lynch had to let him go. Mm-hmm. He was very neat, very proper. He was doing everything very efficiently, but he was not effective.
Is one of the CEO part of the CEO code with regard to activity being prepared to do the jobs that you don't really like?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to do those first, don't you?
Yes, sir. Do them first. Do them first. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you do them first, you got something to look forward to, right? Because theoretically, if you're doing the job you don't like first, the next jobs are going to be jobs you like. So
exactly. And if you flip that around,
you're doing the jobs you love while dreading the job you got to do.
And that doesn't get us a result. And
no.
That's the problem, is because it makes us feel good, but it doesn't get us the result we need. That's a big thing about activities, is it has nothing to do with how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we come from feelings, we're dead in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up in the morning, and like this morning, I got up kind of early, right? Now, I could have laid there and said, oh, gee, I think I'm going to just wait a few more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, it's a little cool. I feel comfortable. If you base what you do on your feelings, you're not going to be very successful. You've got to just decide, set a goal, get your butt in gear, and do it.
Well, and as you attribute these and commit these things to yourself, you become a better manager too, don't you? Because you're starting to see you can identify where people who are working for you are either performing or not performing. It's easier to see that, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And you know what's really interesting, if I can throw you a curveball, Jim, is your people are watching you, and your customers are watching you, and your spouse is watching you, and your kids are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do the tough stuff, if you don't behave in a way that they admire or that inspires them, how are you going to lead? You cannot do it.
No.
It's like, cannot lead from behind.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, you're right, because I remember watching my parents. One of the things that I grew up knowing was that my parents went to work every day. My mother had raised five children, and in one time had a 10-year perfect attendance span.
Really?
That's great. My dad, I never saw my dad stay home from work sick. You know what I mean? So my point is that people see that, and as you say, they admire it and they emulate it, don't they?
Whatever your behavior is, that's one of the big themes of the book, is that what really matters is not how smart you are, not what you say, not what degrees you had, not what your pedigree is, whether you went to a fancy school, All of that's interesting, but the only thing that really matters is what you do, your behavior. Ultimately, that's how people judge you, and that's how you get results, by your behavior.
And next is skills.
Then comes skills. Skills is something you need to work on continually. Skills are changing in our environment. Things are changing so rapidly with technology. I'm not a youngster, but yet I'm doing everything I possibly can to stay current and stay advanced with technology and all that other stuff. It's kind of fun for me.
Lifelong learning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got a young whippersnapper, and I'm able to show them something that they didn't know on TV. They how do you know that?
Oh, you ought to get it. You ought to see it around here when some of my young whippersnappers, as you say, when I teach them something about technology they didn't know. That's a red letter day around here. But no, Plato said, the Roman thinker said, he learned Greek. He was learning Greek at the age of 85, and somebody said, as old as you are, at your age, why are you doing this? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
I love it.
Lifelong learning and quickly, results.
And then results. That's the bottom line. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the money is. That's where the payday is. That's where the happiness is. That's where the joy is. Getting the results.
That's the finish line, right?
Correct.
That's when you cross the finish line, they hand you the trophy and the check. Give us the website.
You say, where's the next race?
That's right. Give us the website again, David.
David Rolander, ROHLANDER.com.
The book is called The CEO Code, available wherever books are sold. Hey, David, come back again real soon.
I would love it.
Good job today. See you next time. Gotta go for this half hour. I'll be back after the news. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.